The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Peterson from KMA Radio and Tom Cullen of the Storm Lake Times. Mike, you can start us off with your question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, this week you and your fellow senator from Iowa, Joni Ernst, were critical of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers policies regarding funding for flood control projects for some of Iowa's cities, particularly in light of the flooding we've had in eastern Iowa. What do you see as the main problems regarding the Corps' policies for flood control funding?
Yeah. By the way, I'm in Cedar Rapids, Iowa now talking to you, and I just had two meetings where this issue was discussed. The main thing is what I would consider an outdated cost-benefit ratio by which they prioritize where they should spend their money on flood control. Senator Ernst and I wrote that letter to the Corps to get a better understanding and rationale for what they're doing so we can get some changes made in it. The other thing that we're doing with an amendment on the water resource bill is we reauthorize the Cedar Rapids project because you have to have an authorization before you can appropriate money. And secondly, and probably more important, because of the difficulty of the cost-benefit analysis, we are legislating that the Corps, that the Government Accountability Office review the Corps' formula to see the legitimacy of it. I want to raise two points that I don't think is taken into consideration. Hopefully, the Government Accountability Office backs us up after they finish their study, and that is that they don't take public safety into consideration. And number two, the property values have too high of a consideration in the cost-benefit ratio, and maybe even a third one, that mitigation is not taken into consideration.
Senator Grassley, Tom Cullen from the Storm Lake Times out in Storm Lake. Senator Ernst recently told us, I think it was a few months back, about conservation funding for agriculture, specifically with the Conservation Reserve Program and the Conservation Security Program, that she was opposed to an increase in acreage in the former and funding for the latter. Saying that the payments are already lucrative enough. Yourself being on the Senate Agriculture Committee, are you with Senator Ernst on that? Or are you for more funding for those programs?
I'm with her on the one for reducing the number of CRP acres. I believe we ought to adequately fund what programs they are, other conservation programs. But I did support, when we had the 2014 Farm Bill, I did support reducing the number of acres in CRP from 30-plus million down to 20-plus million. But remember, part of the process of reducing that is because we had high price of corn, a lot of farmers were buying their way out of the CRP so that they could plant $7 or $8 corn. Now, of course, you got $3 corn. You aren't going to have that. And now we have a turnaround where people are putting money into the CRP, but some of it's being put in whole farm. And I have problems with putting a whole farm into CRP because previously we set up an index so that the most environmentally fragile land would have a priority over other land. And I think we need to have an emphasis upon environmentally fragile soil having priority.
Senator, recently I know you've been involved in investigating cost increases from Mylan regarding the EpiPen drug. You've been very vocal about the problems with these increases and what they're causing to patients who need this drug. What's the latest on that investigation?
Well, the latest is that we don't have all of our concerns answered. We haven't got the company to announce a reduction in price, although they have done two things to make up for scalping the taxpayers as well as certain families. And that would be number one, they settled for $460 some million that they overcharged the taxpayers on Medicare and Medicaid. Secondly, they have the $300 voucher, I call it a Christmas gift, for some families, but not all families. The answer to that ought to be just do what's right, reduce the price. Then there's one other thing that we still don't have solved yet, and that's our effort to get FDA to approve a generic in competition to Mylan so that they don't have a monopoly. I just can't give you an update on that. But the problem basically is that the monopoly has given seems to have given a license to get as much money as they can from whoever they can get it from. Mr. Collins?
Senator Grassley, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said Iowa would have hell to pay if they didn't pass a water quality funding package in the next legislative session. Do you agree with him?
Well, I think Iowa has an obligation to clean up their water, and I'm not even sure that environmental groups are satisfied with what the legislature was trying to get passed last year. But I think that that there's going to be increased pressure. But I want you to take into consideration, and Senator Secretary Vilsack should take into consideration, that our voluntary program in Iowa, which doesn't preclude the state legislature doing more, was described by the EPA director maybe 3 years ago at the state fair as probably being a pretty good way to meet federal requirements.
Okay, next. Senator, switching to another topic, President Obama recently signed into law the Survivor's Bill of Rights to assist those who survive sexual assaults. How will this new law aid sexual assault victims as well as investigations into such incidents?
Well, the most important aspect of it is, although I think every provision in the bill is very, very important, but, rape kits have not been processed and sometimes maybe not processed at all, and then after a period of time thrown away. And I think the best part of this bill is to make sure we preserve the rape kit for at least 20 years so that if a rapist is found, we've got the evidence to use in court. And there isn't any national standard on rape kits at this point. The other provisions are many, but I just think that I ought to mention a couple. One, to deal with counseling for people that have gone through that horrendous situation. And number two, some help with communities to deal with the problems of rape. In addition to that bill being signed, I think I ought to emphasize that I'm working in two other areas. One, with Senator Gillibrand, Democrat, New York, to get military rape, which is even more unconscionable than a lot of things that go on outside of the military, even though all rapes are very serious crimes. And the other one is to put more pressure on universities to stop covering up rapes by calling it something else on university campuses. So there's two other pieces of legislation I hope to get passed.
Yeah, so along those lines, this is particularly ironic because it's Domestic Abuse, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. How is this sort of a law, how is this increasing awareness about problems with sexual assault in this country?
Well, I think it's a very serious problem, particularly, as I said, in the military on university campuses. But when people aren't properly prosecuted or evidence through the rape kit is not preserved. It's just treating sexual assault as a lesser crime than it really is.
Thank you, Mike and Tom, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.